Chris Harrison. And welcome to an
your name's Chris Harrison.
The most dramatic season of The Bachelor ever.
Oh, they say that every time.
He even knows it now.
If you didn't feel like sitting through that 3-hour ordeal last night with the live red carpet and the lead up to the girls getting out of the limo, we'll help you out with that because we have Reality Steve from RealitySteve.com in studio with us to give us all the background on these people.
We'll summarize The Bachelor in 6 minutes, right? You got it. You had to watch that 3-hour debacle last night.
How do you feel about this season, Steve?
You know, they all kind of run together for me. You know, I think it's... I will say this for The Bachelor. They changed it up this season.
They did.
It is different. I mean, the formula is the same. Girls and dates and one-on-one dates and group dates and all that. But in terms of what they did and where they went and the guy that they have in the lead role... different than any past season.
Way different.
Yeah, because where's the fantasy?
Yeah.
We're missing
fantasy. There's no exotic travel this year except for one episode.
Well, really?
They stay in the States, basically?
Stay in the States for everything.
Southern Iowa is the exotic
trip. The only exotic place they go to is for the fantasy suites and the overnight dates. They go to Bali. I always get this wrong. Is it Bali or Bali?
Bali.
Okay. So they go to Bali for the overnight. So three girls go to overnight dates. But everything else is in the States.
Is that where the final rose ceremony is?
Final rose ceremony is in his hometown. It's in Iowa. It's in Dubuque, Iowa.
So now they're standing there in the middle of where they have to live if they marry
him. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Kelly.
But that's different. And they wanted to revolve the whole season around, look, he's middle America. He's country boy. Yep. He's
presidential candidate. Spent a lot of time in middle America.
Those are good things, and I'm not knocking people who live that life. But the whole premise of The Bachelor, like I said earlier, is you've got the prince, you've got the Firestone heir. There is an element of an actor, whatever. There's an element of fantasy there.
There's an element of fantasy for some women.
He has 600 acres of land.
It's not your thing.
6,000.
Now, Chris is the bachelor this time, and he's got 30 women to choose from. Like you said, he's a farmer from Iowa. Yeah.
Right. You want to get to know?
Think he's a good choice, really, Steve?
Be honest.
I know you don't care, but you think he's a good choice.
I'm trying to think. Like,
it should have been Ari.
Yeah.
Say it.
No, I don't. No, because I have a thing against
Ari.
Yeah. Why? Okay. What? Tell me.
Because he's a total.
Yeah. No, but that
he's
makes
a total
good,
D.
But girls,
we know that, and we like that. We like bad boys. Yeah. It's fun to watch.
No, you like the fact that he would grab a girl and put her up against the wall and have
not
his hand behind.
Like delicate. You got it. It sounds delicate.
Throw her up against the wall and make out with her.
Right. Furiously. I want to see that.
Yeah.
Maybe Chris will do that.
It's way more entertaining, you know, for him to be unlikable.
So in the show,
you don't want to see him kiss her with his missing upper lip? Yeah.
So this the opening ceremony seemed to take. Is that where we're going first, JC?
What? We can go anywhere we want.
It seemed to go a little longer than normal. So normally they bring up the carloads of girls, the limos full of girls.
Yeah.
And there's 30 of them or 10, you know, however many limousines. It took like 2 hours to get all the girls up there, and then they went inside and talked for a little while and brought more girls.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the other thing that was different about the first night. Because every other season, you know, 25 girls. There's 5 limos, 5 girls in each limo. They bring them all out, and then they all go inside. This one, they changed it up. They did 15. So Chris was like, oh, I'm supposed to go inside now?
Yeah.
I think he felt like girls didn't want to be on The Bachelor because he was on it because there was only 15. And he's like, oh, man, only 15 showed up.
Now, the weird thing was all the girls were freaking out, like, wait a second, is it just us 15? It's like, look, this show's been on 29 seasons. There's never been less than 25 girls.
Right.
Of course there's more girls coming. Why are you freaking out, like, thinking that there's not?
Did you notice?
Totally bizarre.
Steve, did you notice that they're trying to make Chris the farmer seem like a superhero with the music?
Oh, yeah.
Let me play this clip, because Chris, he's going to miss Harvest, everybody.
What?
And
he's going to miss Harvest?
He's going to miss Harvest, Jenna.
So this will be the first time that I've missed Harvest, and I've got a lot of responsibility here, and people look to me as a leader and a person that drives things.
I'm leaving behind everything
that is important to me in order to find my wife. And there's really nothing more important to me right now than meeting my true soulmate.
The music behind him talking was incredible.
That's straight up Clark Kent.
Field of Dreams.
Jenna, he's sitting on this motorcycle in his field, and they're playing this Superman music behind his voice.
The dude drives a tractor. That's kind of impressive.
That is cool, man.
I mean, they made a whole song. She thinks my tractor is sexy.
Yeah.
Dude drives the tractor. He drives a tractor, man. I like that.
Now, how's the crazy factor with the girls this entire season? Because the first episode, we had plenty of crazy.
Yeah, and you're going to see it continue, especially with the girl, Ashley S., that was obsessed with onions.
Oh, Ashley S. Yes. This girl right here.
Yeah,
this is bizarre.
Listen to Ashley S. Yes.
Okay. That, to me, is an onion, if you want to take a look. Camera. It's blooming. Take a freaking look at the onion. Look at this onion. Seriously, I'm not even kidding. What is that? That's a freaking onion. I swear it's an onion. Can I please just pick it?
Yeah. Well, yeah,
if it's a pomegranate, then God bless it.
Yeah, let's take a look.
Bless it.
God bless it. Yeah.
Wow.
The pomegranate.
I feel powerful.
She has the craziest stare ever.
Yeah, but if she's that excited about onions, she's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Like, if she just loves produce.
Now, we were talking about this earlier, Steve. When they're doing the rose ceremony, does he have an in-ear where they're telling him the
How
names that he picked out?
How does he know all those names?
No, I mean, it's all editing. He'll do four or five names and then take a break. He'll go back into production. He'll say, like, all right, the next four. So he has to remember, like, three, four, five at a time.
Okay.
They have to know for the camera shots, too, where to put the camera when he says their names, I guess.
Every time they pan to the girls is when they took a break. I mean, that whole ceremony takes hours.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, this morning we were saying this is the first, whenever, you know, after the rose ceremony is completed and they're doing the exit interviews with the girls that got dumped, it was daylight.
Yeah.
Well, this was the all-nighter ceremony. Yeah.
Well, I think you might have short-term memory because it's like that every season.
Yeah.
Were the suns
on
up?
On the first night, yeah.
Oh, then I feel bad for first the drunk night, girl, yeah. Tara.
They're at 5, 6 in the morning. Every season, the first night goes to 5, 6
I don't remember that.
I didn't know that.
It takes forever.
No wonder she was so drunk then. It makes sense.
Yeah. And there's the thing, you know, because I do think the producers, this first week early on, he has no way. The girl's standing there about to throw up and fall over. He's so mad, he walks away and comes back and picks her anyway. That was the producers telling them, you have to keep this girl.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
There's no way. Which ones to keep, right? Like, keep your favorite ones, and here's some that we like for production.
Yeah, I think that he knows who he's attracted to on the first. Obviously, the Brits and the Caitlins, and, you know, he likes those girls.
The
it's
usuals.
Obvious. But when you have 22 girls that you have to keep,
it's hard.
Girls 16 to 22 who are irrelevant to this season, I'm sure he's nudged in certain
I mean,
ways.
If you're a producer, tell me you wouldn't want to keep this girl right here who likes to party.
You smell like whiskey.
Dude, I've been drinking Jack in the Rocks. What do you expect? My best friends are Jameson, Johnny Walker, and Jack Daniels.
Where the f*** have you been?
Sorry, I have the hiccups. I can't get rid of them.
Master Chow.
A train wreck. Hold on.
So here we are telling ladies to behave like ladies and to be proper, and that's what's going to get you the guy that you want. And then you got sloppy drunk Tara getting picked.
Got foul mouth, her opening line has a F-bomb in it, and he picks her.
I'm not even going to play the joke because it's
you can't. It's like every lesson I try to teach my daughter from watching, because I always say bachelor viewing is dating 101 to show you what men are attracted to, and it's usually the physical up front.
Yeah.
The game playing, it may work in the beginning, usually doesn't work at the end, and then it all blows up.
Right.
And then you don't act like this because you don't get picked. And every crazy, sloppy, drunk person got picked.
Well, you go to a club on any Saturday night, you see the little girls over there, you know, being prim and proper, like JC was talking about. Then you see the one, woo, over there doing shots. Those are the girls that are going to, do what they want to do at the end of the night.
But not for marriage.
Sure. Steve, question.
Yeah.
Which entrance was the best to you? There's always a girl with an egg or something. So you had the girl with the karaoke. She's a cruise ship singer. You had the girl, Tara, that we were just talking about, that came in with blue jean shorts and a cowboy
front wedgie.
And
she had to keep digging her pants out of her crotch all night. It was so aggravating.
You had the girl with the penny that put the penny in his shoe.
I thought the best one, and not even cheesiness, the fourth grade teacher who read the card that her student
that was cool.
I thought that was original. I thought it was funny and it was endearing.
Yeah.
But
the most awkward one was the girl that the first one, the one that got the first impression rose,
hugged him and started crying.
She gave him the longest, most awkward hug, and she kept panting like.
Yeah, like she's
she was crying.
Like this dude is like the all end all.
Waiting for them.
And she's hot.
And she got picked, too. She got
the, I mean, let's face it. I mean, the fact that this thing went 3 hours last night and they did a whole party, you know, a whole one-hour preview show of just so they could bring back former contestants and red carpet to show this show's pop culture significance in the world, because it is. It's 29 seasons in.
Yeah.
This thing is never going to – when are they going to end this thing?
Yeah.
Ever?
Never.
You know, I read at the end of last year, last season's Bachelor, Juan Pablo, it was the second most tweeted about television show in 2014. Bachelorette was number 8. So this show, twice in a span of a calendar year, that's all they care about, is people talking about this show.
That's because they had a bad guy Bachelor. They got Chris the Farmer. Nobody's going
to
care.
Well, hold on to that, Kelly. We're talking to Reality Steve from RealitySteve.com because they showed the preview for the season last night.
Yeah.
And this guy, who we all think is the prim and proper, the gentleman that they've never had on this show.
Are we going to turn on him like we did on JP?
They made it look like we turn on him because he does something that he shouldn't be doing.
With the tent?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I'm sure the girl, I mean, the girl that sneaks into the tent, I'm sure that, you know, make out, but he doesn't.
Nothing, no Juan Pablo.
Nothing crazy.
It's just a fake build-up.
It's just her going into a tent, you know, away from the girls and then making out.
How dare you?
Yeah.
They made it look like he did the worst thing imaginable.
Of course, JC, why are you still eating this up like that? Like when it's like the ambulance and a girl just like twisted her ankle on the stairs. Why are you biting right now?
Because that's the chick in me. You know, I want it to happen.
But if they wanted to have a bad dude, like, okay, let's do the fantasy suite. Just go from one room to the next room to the next room. I mean, just
got them all lined up there.
I mean, like right there.
Is there a surprise this year? I don't want you to spoil it. I'm that person, except for when Andy, the Bachelorette, I couldn't care. I didn't care so much. I went and looked who I read your blog.
Yeah, but you want a reason to watch or something
like
to hold
being
on
surprised,
to.
Surprised, but is there something you can tell without spoiling the ending?
I mean, I'm not going to say who we picked. You can, you know, obviously go to my site to find that.
You already know it's done.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was done in November.
He definitely found love.
Steve is always
He has found love and he is engaged. And he's even said that in his preseason interview.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not hiding anything there.
No big deal.
But the biggest surprise is that the finale takes place in Dubuque, Iowa, in a barn. Like, they went to close to his hometown, and it's in a barn owned by his family owns 6,000 acres. They got a lot of land.
Wow.
And they dolled up one of the barns because I don't know if you saw at the end of the promo for the season.
That was a crappy barn.
It was cold. There's snow on the ground, so they had to, you know.
It's beautiful, life is not a script with a movie starring Sandra Bullock and Harry Connick Jr. That's not the way their life's going to play out. She's moving to a town with nothing.
There are girls that would dig that.
Of course. We're not hating on it. We just don't want to watch it.
Who doesn't want to go to the barn?
But the thing is, you're still going to... this season is going to be no different than any other. You're still going to get your girl drama. It's just going to happen in the States instead of in France, Italy, and Spain. It's going to happen
It's just going to happen down in the ditch.
It's going to happen in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
That's pretty.
In Des Moines, Iowa.
Love Des Moines.
Deadwood, South Dakota.
Are they going to go to the Alamo?
Do they have a date in a van down by the river?
Yeah.
How,
I wouldn't be surprised.
We were talking about Twitter earlier. Is the interest still there? Were there a lot of people tweeting?
Oh,
I know it trended.
I know for the first... I was live tweeting the show starting at 7. And from 7 o'clock to about 7:45, Twitter was down last night.
This is boring.
It was down. Broke. I couldn't tweet anything.
I didn't. I paused it when I saw this nonsense, and I came back an hour later and started.
I mean, the first hour, it was fluff. It didn't need to be done, but I know why they did it.
Money.
To get people talking.
Do you have any homeboys that watch this show? Like, when you go out and go to the game or something, you go out to watch the national championship this Monday night somewhere at a sports bar, and y'all kick around what you did over the week. You say, hey, man, did you see that 3-hour season premiere of The Bachelor?
No. None of my friends watch it. They know what I do, and they know this is my job, but one of my friends
what
watch
What do you do to really man it up and balance it out?
Yeah, what do you do, Steve? Yeah.
A UFC fight? Did you see Jones and Carmier Saturday night?
He covers other shows.
I'm not an outdoorsy person. I mean, TV is kind of my life.
That's your deal.
But in terms of, I'm a sports nut. You know, I used to work at a sports station in town here. Yeah. It was what I went to college for.
All right.
And then you ended up
I'm a huge
talking
sports
about the
fan. Now now next week is a real dilemma for me because I have to live tweet the show and it's going to go up against Oregon or Ohio State.
Who you got? Who you got?
I think Oregon's too good.
Me too. I got you.
Come on, dog. Yeah. Come on, man.
I think they're too
good.
Well,
not just for The Bachelor. What other shows do you do on RealitySteve.com?
I will be talking about Survivor when it starts up in February. I'll be giving my thoughts on Celebrity Apprentice, which just began this weekend.
Yeah. Going up against The Bachelor.
Going up against... Yeah, is it...
So
the premiere was Sunday night. Is it going to be regularly Monday night now?
Oh. Two back-to-back episodes.
Sunday,
I won't
Monday,
be watching
right?
Celebrity Apprentice till Wednesday or Thursday every week.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, cover a lot of shows.
And if you want to find out who Chris picks, Reality Steve tends to be right.
I
give you about 92% of the time.
Yeah, I don't want to know.
This is
Done deal.
Lock. It's a lock.
Not wrong on this
one. Do not want to know.
Steve says it's a lock. He's got the winner. If you want to go check it out at realitysteve.com. Thank you, Reality Steve.
You got it.
Pleasure talking with you.
Yeah.
And coming up next, a very nice follow-up with our breaking and entering family.
Oh, nice.
That went on during the break. We'll tell you about it next.
It's a new year, and we want to give you a new look in your home. Head to KidNation.com daily and enter to win one of five $500 gift cards from Pier 1 Imports. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.